Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 8th, 2025, and here are our top stories. ChatGPT 4.0 images, Google AI retention, Waymo data use, AI in court. ChatGPT 4.0 images. On March 25th, 2025, OpenAI launched its new image creation model, 4.0, for all ChatGPT users, replacing the previous DALL-E model. This update allows step-by-step modifications of images during chats, making it easier to refine results with additional prompts. Notably, text within images is now more likely to be readable and less similar to fictional hieroglyphs. However, tests reveal that security measures meant to block images of real people can still be bypassed. Additionally, OpenAI faces ongoing copyright concerns and critiques. This article explores the capabilities of ChatGPT's 4.0 model in image generation and the limitations of generative AI. Google AI retention. Google's AI division, DeepMind, is implementing aggressive non-compete agreements for certain AI employees in the UK. These agreements prevent staff from joining rival firms for up to 12 months. During this period, some employees receive pay, effectively enjoying an extended paid time off. However, according to Business Insider, this practice can leave researchers feeling distanced from the fast-moving AI landscape. While most non-competes were banned in the US last year, DeepMind's London office is not affected by these regulations. Notably, Microsoft's VP of AI has mentioned staff reaching out due to difficulties escaping these clauses. Google has declined to comment directly but stated that these agreements are used selectively. Waymo data use. Waymo is stepping into new territory by planning to use data from its robo-taxis, including video linked to rider identities, to train generative AI models. This information comes from a draft of their privacy policy, discovered by researcher Jane Manchin Wong. Interestingly, Waymo may also leverage this data for personalized ads, raising questions about the extent to which rider behavior can be utilized for AI training and marketing. Riders are given the choice to opt out of this data sharing. The specifics of how interior data will be used remain unclear. Waymo, the only autonomous vehicle company generating revenue from robotaxi rides in the United States, is currently providing over 200,000 paid rides weekly in cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Phoenix, and Austin. AI in court. A legal spectacle unfolded in New York as Jerome DeWald opted for a rather unconventional defense strategy. Instead of speaking for himself in an appeals case against an insurance corporation, DeWald introduced a digital avatar to do the talking. The court's reaction was anything but amused. On March 26, DeWald faced the appellate court with a video presentation of a perfectly articulated AI-generated figure, only to be swiftly interrupted by Judge Manzanette Daniels. The judge was alarmed by the use of AI, created with software from San Francisco to replace a human presence. The court found this tactic to be a clear violation of legal norms. DeWald later claimed the video was intended to be a simple presentation, but it exposed the delicate balance between technological innovation and existing legal frameworks, highlighting why AI avatars remain a contentious presence in courtrooms. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.